You're listening to the Green and Gold Guard Invitational presented by Schwartz Holdings.
We have had a lot of fun out here. I'm joking with the guys. I was like, this is the most interviews I've ever done in a show. But it's also like the easiest for me because normally I'm trying to schedule these interviews, see if we can fit them in with the players and coaches' schedules. And now they all just come out here on this beautiful day at this golf course. Before we get to our next guest here, let's send it out real quick. Tanner Schwint, what's the hole-in-one update looking like right now?
Well, we have had one that came so close, Brady. I mean, he missed it maybe by an inch or so. I thought it was going in. They thought it was maybe going in. It's kind of a blind hole over here. So the golfers, when they hit their shot, can't see it. So they're kind of waiting on my reaction of it, and I thought I was going to get to jump up and down and celebrate. But I'll tell you what, these CSU players are the ones who have been throwing them the closest. I thought I was going to get hit by a ball right there, but I survived. So it's going well out here, my friend. Really great event out here. Big thanks to Markley Motors. Everyone's staring at the pickup, trying to bribe me still, but the number has not been high enough so far, Brady.
If nobody gets a hole-in-one today, what happens to the pickup? Is it like the lottery and it just turns over and then they double it and there's like three pickups now? Triple it?
I think you and I actually get the pickup.
Oh, yeah.
New rules that we're going to implement. So you
put a cover over the hole then. Do not let anybody make a hole-in-one.
No, that is your I will not. I will battle it.
Tanner, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you.
Joe Palmer and Patrick Cartier joining us in our outdoor studio today. How you guys doing?
Great. Great day. Like you said, beautiful golf course. Can't complain.
I'm looking at the mountains right now, and, you know, it's good vibes out here, you know, better than sitting in class today and stuff like that. So.
Did you guys get out of class, or did you get out?
I just came from class, so I got done. I rushed out here for this, but, yeah, it's definitely better than being in the classroom.
I'm in a grad program, and all my classes are asynchronous online. So,
oh, okay. So yeah. That makes you can do it from anywhere.
I make my
then.
Own schedule, which was nice.
Yeah, that's kind of nice, actually. Well, especially yes. When you look at the schedules that you guys actually have
right. On
the basketball side of things. I mean, it always seems like, you know, workouts, film study, practice, wash, rinse, repeat. You guys have a busy, busy schedule.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yes, definitely.
So what do you guys think of this event out here? I mean, this is a really cool thing. We had a chance to talk to John Weber, a good guy, executive director with the Green and Gold Guard. This is a cool opportunity, I think, for players to get out and about, you know, not in the basketball world and the basketball element, but just to come out here, have some fun, and meet a lot of people that seem to care pretty deeply about the program.
Yeah, 100%. Like you said, like John Weber, huge shout out to him, you know, how much work he puts in, not really getting a dime for it either.
Yeah,
Does not go unrecognized by us, and not just giving us a great opportunity, but also just being able to spend some time with community members and supporters of the program and stuff, and on a golf course and doing the free throw contest and everything. It's a
yeah. Where
very
is the free
event.
Throw contest from
it's
here?
It's right down. It's okay.
I gotta go check. I gotta check that. I have a better chance of hitting a free throw shot than I do actually connecting with a golf ball at all. So
you and me both.
I'm not saying the free throws are gonna be good, but golf is a scary thing. Yes. So are you golfers?
I golf quite a bit. Me and Jack Payne and Kyle Evans are kind of the golfers on the team. Cole Gentry too, our GA and stuff like that. Joe Desmond, but we go quite a bit actually, like the City Park Nine and stuff like that. And it's fun. I'm definitely not as good as like Cole or Jack or Kyle, but I get out there quite a bit.
Well, I hear your coach is pretty darn good.
Oh, and Coach Medved is unreal. I haven't played with him yet, but I heard he's even better than Cole.
I heard he's a scratch golfer.
Yes,
we're on the street.
I mean, that's and I asked some of his assistants, too, or your guys' assistant coaches, if they were, and most of them are like, yeah, I'm a bad golfer, whatever, but they all say the same thing, that Nico's the guy.
Yeah.
Does he talk about that a lot to you guys?
That's the thing I ask him about it all the time. Like, I'll ask him, like, hey, like, how's the golf game? He's like, I don't really get out much. And then I just talked to his wife, and she was like, oh, he gets out like twice a week. So I don't want to throw him in the doghouse here, but he's lying.
They got to sync up the stories there, man, because that could be a dangerous.
He's hitting the range for a couple hours after practice. So
well, everybody I talk to here, they're like, you know, they're giving him a hard time. They're like best friends. I was like, how often are you out here,
right,
coach? And, of course, once the season starts up, we know it's all things basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I did joke with him. I was like, because Coach said it's so beautiful right here. And I was like, yeah, regardless of how good your seasons go, you may never want to leave here ever. You want to stay here forever. So you guys just have a fun coaching staff. Mm-hmm. And I know
definitely.
When practice gets going and stuff, it can get serious. And that's what I think the amazing combination of this staff is. But, Patrick, you know, when you saw this coming in, What was it like just with that transition with this coaching staff?
Oh, my gosh. I can't say enough good things about the coaches. I think in my experience, because this is my sixth year of college basketball, so I've been around the block once or twice. But in my experience with college coaches, I think the thing that I always recognize that is like the mark of a great coach is the off the court versus on the court comparison. Like competitive as hell on the court and bringing intensity to practice every day. Then as soon as practice is over, it's just like they're almost one of your buddies and you can go to and talk to about anything and they genuinely care about you as a person. And then they were able to flip that switch on the basketball court and try and make you better on the court.
I think
so that exists for
it
sure.
It seems like it's a hard thing to shut off, too, to be in this intense mode and then be able to, once practice is over, we're talking about other stuff. Like, how's your life? What's going on, you know, in your world? We say it a lot about Coach Medved and the staff, but it's not like we're saying it a lot about a lot of coaching staffs throughout the country. It is a rare quality that they have.
No, that's super rare. And I'll just to add on that, I'll say, like, a lot of times, like Pat was saying, like, we're on the court, going really, really hard and stuff like that, and they're laying into us and stuff like that, all for the better. But then, like after practice, if we ever watch film or something like that, like with Coach Ali or with Cole or with Shelton or CJ, so a lot of times the first thing they'll ask you is like, "Hey, how's it going?" Like kind of like bring you back down to earth almost, because you're like kind of your senses are heightened and you're still like on guard from practice, and it's like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Yeah,
and then it's like kind of calms you down. You talk about your week, talk about your day, what's going on in your life. And then you watch film and stuff like that. I really like that, but that just shows how much they care about you, too, as a person and as a basketball player.
We've got Patrick Cartier and Joe Palmer joining us here. I think you guys are our last guests of the day, too, man. I mean, you're closing this thing out. You're like a great closer. What are you guys into outside of basketball and school and golf for you, of course? What else are you guys into, Patrick?
I am like a pretty like outdoorsy person, I would say. My girlfriend actually just moved out to Denver about a month ago.
Okay.
So we've been able to do some hikes and enjoy being in Colorado, which is really nice. And then, I mean, honestly, obviously basketball, but outside of that, just hanging with the guys, hanging, at the house, watching football, big football fan. Watching the NBA. Big Wisconsin sports fan.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm you'll a Paco.
And Packer, I'm a Minnesota sports fan.
Packer game
so,
tonight.
Yeah, how does this thing
There's
go?
Some turmoil between us.
Big time. And Coach Medved's a Vikings fan.
Yeah.
I think you're right, yeah. It does seem like we've given him a hard time about that before, too, but I can't give anybody a hard time anymore because I'm a Broncos fan.
That's even worse.
That was a tough go. That was actually, this is why I was so thankful for this event today, because I was like, do I want to talk 3 hours about the Broncos losing, or do we want to be out here to promote a great event and a great team and a great group of people? So we don't have to go there.
Yeah.
We don't have to go there at all. But you'll be watching some. You'll be watching, tuning in tonight then for Monday Night Football.
100%. We'll be doing that.
Yeah. How are you feeling then about you know, the Aaron Rodgers thing? How's that?
I mean, obviously, I'm still a big Aaron Rodgers fan. I will be to the day I die. I obviously sucks what happened to him.
Yeah.
On the Jets, but I'm kind of all on board with Jordan Love. He's shown pretty big flashes. Still, year one of him starting, so we got to pump the brakes a little bit and maybe a little bit more of a rebuilding year. But my hopes are up, I would say.
Kirk Cousins long for this Minnesota Vikings world, Joe. How are we feeling about that?
The thing is, my attitude towards Kirko changes every single day. It's like, he's always going to get you to a point to get the win, but he's never going to get the win. And it's always hard because last year Vikings were 11-0 in one-score games. This year now we're 0-4 in one-score games. And it's just so hard because Justin Jefferson's so good. And, like, if we get rid of Kirk, Jay Jettis is definitely leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. So, but I will say yesterday what did help me was a Twins win over the Astros. So that was huge. So we tied the series 1-1, and we're coming back to Minnesota. So I'm excited about the Twins, man.
Well,
Royce Lewis is looking great.
I mean, they get their first playoff win in 4 million years or whatever.
Since 02.
You see how he just deflected completely away from the Vikings?
You know, I actually get that. As a sports fan of a lot of different teams, you just go to the one that makes you feel okay in that moment, and then you forget about the rest of the stuff.
Well,
it's like, what? I didn't even
see that. As a Broncos fan, because living in Fort Collins now, a lot of Broncos people are going to say, like, oh, like we suck. And the Vikings, for so long, have been the epitome of average. Like, we have a great win percentage. I think we're, like, third in NFL history, but we've never won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I would trade, like, one Super Bowl and then, like, five bad years after that Super Bowl just to get that Super Bowl.
We're getting to the point where, like, we're getting to seven or eight now, though.
Yeah.
That's the real question.
Yeah,
if you knew It's like the Matrix. Before you go into it, you know you're going to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
But then after that, you're going to have 10 years of not even making the playoffs. You're just awful.
Yes.
And then you choose, and then you take a pill after that, and then you forget what you chose.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You get to have fun with that Super Bowl year. What are you doing? You're taking the
– I'm taking that all day.
You're taking the Super Bowl.
I'm taking the Super Bowl all day.
Vikings fans
will 0-4. We're 0-4 in the Super Bowls, man.
I think
– We can't make a kick either.
No, I think I would take the Super Bowl, but I also just love, like, especially as a Packer fan, having Aaron Rodgers. Like, we were always in it, and I was always able to get my hopes up every single year. And, like, that is part of the fun, I think, of being a sports fan, is being able to get your hopes up and being, let's go, and getting excited for the playoffs.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, so that's why it's an interesting kind of question there, because you get to at least experience playoffs every year, and you got that hope, but you're never going to win.
Right.
But then the other side is you get one Super Bowl and then just a lot of misery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And that's what it's been.
I will say a story between me and Pat with our Vikings and Packers rivalry. Last year when we both first got here, was our first year last year, we lived together. So for the Vikings-Packers game last year, it was week one, and Christian Watson, I think, dropped a touchdown pass on, like, the first play of the game. And then I started, like, hitting Pat. I was like, oh, like, he dropped it. And then Pat kind of pushed me back. No touching during the game, man.
I said strict ground rules. At my old school, I did the same thing. I said strict ground rules. If I am playing one of my buddy's team, there's no touching. There's no razz allowed, because then I'll actually get upset.
He was so mad.
I feel that. 100. Hey, you guys, I'm going to wrap up the show on the other side. You good to stick around?
Yeah.
Might as well just do that. Okay.
Yep.
We'll take a short break here. It's the whole show live from this wonderful event. We've been out here since bright and early this morning, the second annual Green and Gold Invitational, presented in part by Markley Motors. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Guard Invitational, presented by Schwartz Holdings.